Hello and welcome once again to the Political Harmony Podcast. I'm sitting here with Danny. How are you today, Danny?
Doing pretty good.
But you know who we're really here to talk to?
Not me.
Dr. Ray. How are you, Dr. Ray?
I'm well, and I'm cold. There's a Florida cold snap down here.
I know. We're freezing. It's got to be at least 60 degrees outside.
Yeah, that's tough for us.
I had to put on a thin jacket today. It's tragic.
It's a cruel world.
Listen, there's one thing I want to get straight to the point.
Go ahead.
Here. Okay. Your website is politicalharmony.us.
Yes, sir.
It is not politicalharmony.com or .org or ., you know, whatever silly.
Oh, it's .us on purpose and by design.
Yeah, so politicalharmony.us. And if you're listening to this particular podcast or any of the other podcasts, you can actually go to politicalharmony.us and pull it up and see what's going on there, see what's cooking. See if we're being as honest as we should be, right? Our own little assessment.
Well, it's also for visual learners. We're auditory learning right now.
That's true.
But visual learners like to see what's going on. And if you have a device where you can go back and forth, we will say some things about it. You can check your handheld iPhone or wherever you are and look it over as well.
That's right. So politicalharmony.us.
I think that's also a great place to go if you have any questions while you're listening. There's a Q&A box on there, I think, some questions.
Yes,
or
they
can submit some questions via the website.
Yes.
If they have anything they want to know.
Very efficient, yes.
You know, one thing that I would like to know, I've stepped away for a couple of minutes and I have the attention span of a goldfish. I'm wondering, Ray, if you... I'm fascinated. So it's Civic Leadership Assessment Survey, right?
Yes, sir.
Can you kind of recap that for me just to make sure that I'm really know what's going on?
Yes, it's part of my training, consulting and doctoral studies was what we had to design instruments. We had to design survey research. And the 30 questions actually come from a doctoral curriculum in public administration. In fact, our last podcast with Captain and Dr. Dan, he was very familiar with that because that was part of his course of study. So the questions come from theory-based exercises, and it comes from curriculum that we've tested out in the classroom and in research.
So this is legit stuff.
Pretty much, yes, sir. We've worked hard at refining it, and I want to remind the listeners that not just I designed it, it was designed by city managers, by mayors, by school superintendents. I went all over the place trying to validate, am I saying this the right way? The survey asks your level of agreement with the statements, from strongly agree to strongly disagree. That scale is a bona fide scale. But the questions, verbs, nouns, adjectives, are precise. That's why I've had clients who say, well, I'd like to change question number 12. Well, the problem with that is question number 12 is also linked to question number 22, 5, and 9 because they're integrated. For instance, what we're measuring are the six dimensions of political harmony, which we call number 1, communication, number 2, conflict management. We certainly have that in a democracy. Number 3, the most important one, I think, and one I almost missed if you remember my last podcast. Number 3, ethics and public trust. Now, we linked those two together. That took some time. Number 4, we used to call requisite knowledge. Now, we just call it knowing the job. And number 5, financial management. Or a city, or a school district, or an HOA, and the last one, leadership. All six are assessment of municipal, HOA, and school district management. All six.
And the elevator pitch on this is that you're finding out information about your leaders in your area. Can you give me what is the basic reason we're doing this?
Right. Basic reason is that the public has no voice. Except at the polls, or lawsuits, as we talked about, or recall elections. This is a public-driven, from the ground up, sentiment polling. I'm not happy about what's going on in my city. I'm not happy about what's going on in my neighborhood. You charge, I get my tax bill, I get my water bill, my electric bill. Where's my voice? This is the voice of the people. We the people, where that phrase came from. So this is for the public to scientifically tell their elected leaders, here's how you're doing. Here's your report card. Here's your image. When I say where I live and I get a frown, it's not because of my property value. It's because of the town. It's because of the local reputation, the image. And that's going to hurt everybody if it's not good, if it's not sound, if it's not ethical, if it's not honest.
That's fantastic. I really appreciate what you've done here.
Thank you. A lot of work has gone into it, as I said. I also want to point out to our listeners is that this is feedback for the elected officials themselves. They tell me, and they still do, we get filtered information from staff, from the newspapers, from social media. We get gossip. We get innuendo. We get sarcasm. We get yelled at in public meetings. But where's the help? We can't do this all by ourselves. We are elected officials. Some have sacrificed a lot personally, family time, finances, to be our elected leaders. It's representative government at the basic level, what our republic was founded on. Well, the public is a part of that. This is for the public's voice in a scientific way that people will understand.
Thank you, Ray. This is it's a gift. What you have is a gift.
Thank
I mean, you pay for your gift, but it's a good gift.
Thank you for the comment. It goes a bit further, too, because, well, as I said in a previous podcast, a person told me, well, you have no evidence here. You have no facts. You have no data. You have no examples. Well, it's all perception anyway. Are you having a nice day? It depends.
It's cold.
It's cold, yeah. Is your spouse happy with you? I don't know. You have to figure that out, too. It is image and perception. It's all about that. The problem with that, the challenge with that, is that people stop investigating, they stop thinking critically, and they form an opinion. Uninformed opinion about whatever you're talking about, usually government. And it's cynical. I did not invent the term political harmony. I did not. I got it elsewhere. And two presidents used that very term, Abraham Lincoln and Barack Obama. It is about harmony, working together, different instruments like the introduction to our podcast, working together to make better music.
Ooh, I like
is
that.
It, is it popular music? Maybe or maybe not. Also, we're not singling out individuals. We're not getting the mayor or want the city manager fired or the police chief chastised or something like that. People are learning to work in groups. This comes from pretty bona fide group theory. Kurt Lewin was one. Thomas R. Harvey was another. How do people work in groups? Irving Janis, the guy who invented groupthink, the Bay of Pigs stuff that you remember about in your history. You know, what was going on? That people were making decisions based upon what? Facts? No. Based upon an image of who they were, their legacies. Barack Obama once said, and I don't mean to pick on any president, he said in his cabinet, I know you're all writing books. All of you are writing books, I know that. So it's working with data from the people. That's what it is. It's a communication device. It's evaluative. There are numbers. That's true. But it's an evaluation device to say, listen, this is not going very well, especially ethics and public trust. If that is low, that's where I start when I talk to a client about what needs to be done. That one.
So, but even though it's for, it's basically created so that the public can, you know, have a little bit more of a succinct voice. Would this be useful? Wouldn't this be useful for other politicians as well to find out? I mean, if they want to know what they're doing, if what they're doing is the right thing.
Yes, if they're elected and if they have to work in a group.
Right, right.
It's consensus. There is not one voice in the city. There's five or seven. Right. It's all those seats that you see up on the dais there. They have to work together. They have to come to a vote. That's how a republic was founded. The town meeting back in Vermont at centuries ago, you stood up and you were counted, and you said what you wanted to say and complained or commended, whatever it was. It's groups working together with other groups. We need that feedback. We need to know how we're feeling. You don't know what you don't know. Mm.
That's true. But a good person will know that they don't know something, but they just won't know what.
That's the key right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knowing that you don't know.
So we're not singling out individuals. It is, Leadership Assessment Survey is a call to action. We're charging money for this. Again, we're a Florida Chapter S corporation for profit. We don't have sponsors. The data that you sponsor, that you pay for, is yours. It's proprietary. If you want, you'll see on our website a now antiquated flash drive, which people don't use anymore, I found out.
What's a flash drive?
You see?
Tell us of the ways.
A seventh grader will go, what's that, Daddy? What's that for?
Is that like an 8-track?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, remember that, yeah. No. So, but I wanted to protect the information on that. So that's still available. If someone says, send me a copy on the flash drive, I'll mail it to you. It keeps it off the internet. That sort of thing. It's diagnostic and developmental. We want to improve. What's surprising, we said in a previous podcast, what's surprising is how well things are going. We thought if people don't get along, they're going to enact poor policy. That's not true. To our surprise, our being doctoral students and clients, you can hate the guy next to you, and that lady is over there on your face a lot, but damn, she's smart, and she's got the right idea, and I'll vote with her because it's the right thing to do. Now, I'll never come to her house, and she won't come to mine, and because I don't like her. But she's an elected official. She represents either the general public or a district. Sometimes people are elected to districts, and she represents the people, and she's saying things on their behalf. She's called a representative. Mm. I don't have to like her, or she don't have to like me, but we can get things done as a group if we do it the right way. This is a feedback instrument for that discussion.
Man, it almost sounds too good to be true. I have a follow-up question, Ray. Have any elected officials ever used your services?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad. I'm happy and surprised to hear that.
Yeah, it's almost surprising.
Right?
Say the question again.
Have elected officials used your device to find out if they're doing what the people like?
When they ran for re-election.
Ah, that's smart.
It's part of their campaign. Mm-hmm. They want to know how I'm doing. Remember the mayor of New York, was it Koch? And he says, how am I doing? Years ago, of course.
Yeah.
So they use it in their campaigns. I had a person, glad you brought this up. I had a person call me a couple weeks ago down here in Florida, and he was thinking of rerunning for a local council. And I said, you lost terribly. He goes, I know. I don't know why. He said, do you think this survey might help? I said, well, who are you asking? If you're asking family and friends, no.
Right.
You want to ask what the British call the loyal opposition. People who disagree with you, people who are in your face a lot, people who just say, you're wrong, you're just wrong. That's the voices you want to hear, not people who just like you already. But yes, they have used that for their campaigns.
That's good, and hopefully it worked out well for them because it seems...
Well, that's I'm glad you brought that up. That's our problem in political harmony. We don't know the results. It's like going back to the x-ray department and say, am I okay? And a question for us. Ask your doctor. We gave him the results.
Yeah.
So we don't know. We don't know because it's private. It's proprietary. And it should be. Mm-hmm. It's an evaluation of people's performance. We don't like to be advertised that I'm a B student or an A student.
Right.
Or that kind of thing. That sort of thing. But yes, good. It's been used. Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm happy and surprised and feel all warm on the inside. It doesn't even feel cold
anymore.
Well,
the problem with that, someone will listen will say, well, I want to talk to that person.
Yeah.
You can't. Ugh. I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's private.
Yeah. That's what you pay for.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't want to advertise. Now, that leads me to another point. Is this used? Is this used by the group? Yes and no. There was an example. Now, since we've been getting the since we began these broadcasts, podcasts, I've been going back to our database and calling old clients to see if they would talk to me. Some I could not get a hold of. Some were not interested anymore. Oh, Dr. Ray, we're way beyond that, but thank you very much. Others said, once we knew we were being evaluated, we got smart. We looked at ourselves and said, wait a minute. We don't want a bad grade. Grades are coming up while in school. Grades are coming up. Let's pay more attention to our image, how we're coming across. At public meetings especially, the Pledge of Allegiance, coming to the microphone, disruption of people in the back, latecomers, police presence, school board nonsense with the curriculum. They know they're on call and visible. And they have a public who they serve and promise to serve now evaluating that service.
Isn't that wonderful how that works? It works in school. You know, it certainly does.
For us, yeah.
Yeah, so it should work for them as well. That's fantastic.
So that's about the summary of Political Harmony Services. It's a diagnostic instrument to communicate with your elected officials on your image and how it's coming across, what's going well, not going well. And I provide, along with some various other people, ways to fix any problems you may have in your image management.
Oh, wow.
We'll talk about that in the next podcast.
Ooh. That's a juicy one.
Stay tuned.
How to do better. Well, you know, the last thing I should probably talk about here is you should be going to politicalharmony.us. If you're going to .com or .org, I don't know what to tell you, except for go to politicalharmony.us.
That'll get you there.
That's right. It's a great one. Ray, this is a super wonderful opportunity that you have for everyone, I think. I can feel the public getting their way more now.
Hopefully so. Thank you both very much.
You're very welcome.